Hey you, it's me, Kim Tapman. Today's podcast is about stepping out of the dark and into the light. This is it, my debut podcast, and I am so super excited to share it with you. I wanted to start this podcast by dedicating it to my Instagram family, the community that has had the most influence in my new journey. Wow, it's so hard to believe that it has been 865 days since I lost my gentle giant, Big Joe. I'm here today to say thank you to my Instagram family and share how my experience that they were on the other end of and possibly completely oblivious to changed my life. Many of you from Instagram remember my Mastiff, but if you don't already know, I am the person behind the Big Joe Mastiff Instagram account. If you are one of my followers on Instagram, you also know how crushed I was when we lost Joe. To those listening that don't know, after the death of my dog, I found myself in a very, very dark place. Not only was I sad and depressed, but I felt overwhelmingly guilty for the amount of grieving that was taking place. It might sound like a crazy concept, but I assure you that it is absolutely true that people I have never met in person, and honestly, I might not even know their real names, only the names of their pets, helped me step out of this darkness that I found myself in and got me back into the light. This entire experience with my Instagram family was the pivotal point for a brand new direction full of growth, excitement, and love. You deserve the biggest and best thank you ever. I want you to know how grateful, thankful, and blessed I am to have had your friendship during this journey. But I also want you to know how your words and your actions made through social media to a complete stranger changed the course of my life. It is so important to understand the power of our words and our actions, and what an amazing power this is if used in a positive way. First, let's start out with a few facts about me. I have a deep and passionate love for all dogs, from my very first white poodle Bobo to the last dog that we've adopted in our pack, our white pit bull Maybelline. I am in, all in, with both feet. I don't just love dogs, I love all the dogs. It is heartbreaking for me to see a stray or know that there are still kill shelters in operation. I have been obsessed with dogs my whole life. Joe was not my first Mastiff, but of all the dogs I have had the honor of having in my life, there was a deeper and soulful connection that I had with Joe. When he looked at me with those big brown eyes, it felt as though he was looking right into my soul. This relationship was different. His big goofy personality was captivating. He was everywhere in my life. During showers, he would back himself up against the door and lay down so that he could protect me until the very finish. Not always making it the easiest way to get out, but definitely providing me with the utmost security and comfort from all of those scary shower scenes that you see in horror flicks. I also found myself totally protected while in the bathtub, using the restroom, sleeping at night, etc. As he slept beside our bed, he knew when to move over to my side so that he would be the first face I would see in the morning. He would also be the last face I would see before I closed my eyes at night. He would be the first greeter when I got home, my companion while in the kitchen cooking, my couch snuggler, my walking buddy, and all of the other chores that my life requires. If I was awake and I was at home, he was by my side. With his physical size and personality, it was a grand presence. Most of you completely understand this relationship. You get me. I can only hope that during your lifetime, you have experienced a connection like the one I had with Joe. It is worth every ounce of sorrow when they go. I promise you. Now that you have a clear picture of our relationship, you will understand how important it is for my story. Originally, I opened my Instagram account when Joe needed some medical attention and we couldn't figure out what was wrong with him. When Joe was at the vet, I would look at all the beautiful mastiffs on Instagram and it would help me with the loneliness. Then I found my very first friend, Sammy Big Bubba Russo. The mama behind this account would instantly become a close ally. She was a tremendous amount of mastiff knowledge, which eventually led us to the proper diagnosis for Joe. Joe had a grass on that entered through his eye and burrowed through the tissue into his head and around his optical nerve. He survived 4 surgeries and came home from Kansas State University's veterinary clinic to heal and live out what we thought was going to be a long and healthy life. During this time, as I can totally prove from our followers on our Instagram account, I made the wittiest, most charming, ridiculous, and sarcastic friends anyone could ever hope for. Frank, the shameless mastiff, got on board at this time and took it to a new level of outrageousness and silliness. I found many, many, many people, friends, animal lovers, who are at the core of unconditional love. I hadn't laughed so hard in years. My newfound friends created a bond and a love that is hard to wrap your head around unless you have experienced it firsthand. They fueled the fun, ridiculous side of my personality. We experienced kid troubles, health troubles, dog troubles, joys and sorrows, births, and even death together. As an adult, other than my family, this was the most clean, healthy fun I had ever experienced. Well, okay, some of you guys are probably going to look at my account and realize that sometimes it wasn't always as clean and maybe as PG as I'm describing it, but it was some of the most healthy fun I had ever experienced. So how did I end up in such a dark and gloomy place? In February of 2017, my grandfather, my rock, my role model, died. 30 days to the day later, unexpectedly, my dad died. And just a few short days after that is when Joe became sick, and in a matter of days, he was just gone. As an adult, I have experienced death, and I totally understand the grieving process. But this time, I couldn't shake it. There was just too much, too close together. I could not understand why I could not move past the darkest stages of death, and I was beginning to feel guilty and disgruntled that I could not find an end to this grief and sorrow. I have a big, beautiful, bountiful life. God has been so good to me, better to me than I deserve. My husband is absolutely the perfect person for me. So when I started having negative thoughts about my life, including him, I realized this time of my life was going to require more than just a mourning period. I knew that it was the beginning of a trip down a road that I was absolutely not going to travel. During other difficult times in my life, I have turned to therapy. I've always felt as though investing in a good therapist is one of the biggest investments you can make for yourself. So I called to make an appointment with one of my favorite therapists, and she had retired. Yeah, it seemed like another dark cloud in the brewing storm. And I tried to tell myself, oh, this is okay. You've got this. Just get to Google, research your feelings. You'll figure this out. And in all of that research, I found a story similar to mine. Had I known then how much of an impact it would have on me in my life, I would have documented whose story it was so that I could give them credit. But unfortunately, it was so early in my process that I cannot remember exactly who or where I heard this first. But it went something like this. There was a woman who had lost her dad and her dog around the same time. As she was struggling with the death of her pet, more than the death of her dad, she felt extremely guilty about it. she felt as though there must be something wrong with her. As I read her story, it became very clear to me that part of my process was the abundance of guilt I was feeling about my dog. I could put to rest my grandfather, who had lived a full and happy life. Through life coaching, I realized that even though he is not here on earth, I am still very connected to him. Our bond will never break or disappear. I am still one of his favorite people, and he most definitely will carry on as one of the leading men in my life story until my life is over. But Joe was a loss that I could not come to terms with. Our time was brief, and I felt like I failed him in some way. I know it sounds silly, but my dog community definitely understood. Anytime I needed reassurance of that, I could just log on and read their amazing comments. There were constantly and consistently, 24 hours a day, the most loving and wonderful messages waiting for me. It really validated that there were a group of people who didn't think I was being ridiculous, and they were over the moon supportive. It carried me through. Then I read the article. Of course I should be grieving the loss of my dog. There was no one in my life that was physically with me more than Joe. Also, the amount of unconditional love was undeniable, unbelievable, and it was hard to let go of. He always treated me the same no matter how I acted. Once I stopped beating myself up and chose to embrace how much his presence meant to me, the healing started. During my Google search, I also ran across life coaches. You know, the people that get paid to tell you what your mom could be telling you for free. At least, that is what I used to think. I used to think that there had become an entire group of people that, thanks to Google, didn't think they needed the advice from their parents anymore. Oh yeah, those people definitely needed life coaches. Now, I am educated and I know better. Oh, how I was wrong. The deeper I got into how to feel better, the deeper appreciation I had for life coaches. The name I kept coming across and connecting with was Brooke Castillo. Brooke is a life coach that taught me and countless others that I already have within me all I need to feel better right now, today, this very instant, even by the end of this sentence. Now, don't get me wrong. This has been a process for me. I have been enrolled in her school for 6 months, and I have never been in a better place. It's Brooke's concept. I have learned that it is our thoughts that create our feelings. Yeah, your thoughts are creating your feelings too, every single time. We have the power and the control to change our thoughts right now and immediately create different feelings. I am the happiest I have ever been in my life. I would like to personally thank Brooke, but she won't take the credit. She always says that she can't take the credit, that we are the ones that deserve the credit. We do the work. We fix our own problems. But everything I needed to fix my problems, I learned from Brooke. And I can tell you that it has been better than all of the years that I have had in therapy combined. Her school, the Life Coach School, is brilliant. It is the best money and time that I have ever spent on myself, with the largest return on my investment. So, for the past 865 days, I've been working on me, my guilt, my dark clouds, my buffering, my time management, my relationships, my dreams, accomplishments, and my goals. I can tell you that after I found life coaching, my life evolved to the next level. I feel like I am back. I feel like the old me, only a newer and better version, full of hope, full of ideas, goals, love, and grace, but at a much deeper and meaningful level. I really do feel unstoppable and empowered. I could have gone back to my safe group, my chosen and hand-selected Instagram family who loves me and accepts me for who I am. And I really do believe that part of the reason I had the strength to rise up is the support I received from these people. However, it is actually the legacy of a dog that I loved and who loved me back that I am here in this place right now. I grieved Joe's loss so deeply and desperately that it was trying to get over that loss that led me to this new chapter in my life. Because of that loss, I found life coaching ads online, and because of that, I got to step out of my comfort zone and do some real work on myself. Now I know that the setbacks and hurdles that life has presented to me, and there have been some big ones, are just experiences that have educated me, that make me compassionate and understanding of the troubles other people have. I realize that all of these years of researching people's behavior and self-help and the dark experiences that I have conquered were to land me here. Kim Tatman, the life coach. I cannot wait to share all of these great knowledge I have and help people who have temporarily found themselves in the dark. And before I go, I'd like to ask you, how long is it before a thank you has expired? I think it never expires as long as it lives in your heart. In fact, if you have something that you are thankful for, grateful for, something that touched your heart, regardless of if it was from yesterday, last year, a decade ago, or even when you were just a kid, please tell the person responsible, thank you. It will warm their heart, I guarantee it. Thank you, Instagram family, for not giving up on me. Thank you for still being here 2 years, 4 months, and 11 days later. I love you guys. Look for my website coming soon, kimtatman.com. It will have lots of valuable information and the opportunity to book coaching sessions. Until we meet again.